Jonathan Bartlett, a pioneer lad. Edward W. Friends. When our country was young, there were hundreds of miles of thick forests and wide plains without a road, a farm, or a city. Boys and girls in those times faced many dangers from Indians and wild animals. You will now read of the strange way in which a boy of those days saved himself from savage wolves. Crossing the Plains. Long ago, when our country was young, 30 or more families started to cross the great plains of the West. They wanted to make new homes for themselves, where land was free and the farming was easier. One of these families had a 5-year-old son whose name was Jonathan Bartlett. Jonathan and his mother and father and all the rest of the people traveled in covered wagons. Each wagon was pulled by 2 or 3 pairs of oxen. Altogether, the families made up a procession nearly half a mile long. Under the wagons hung the kettles and pots and pans in which the travelers cooked the meals by the campfires. All day long, the kettles and pans went clang, 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 ting, tang. They struck against one another. Sometimes the family slept in the big wagons, but when the weather was pleasant, they spread their blankets on the ground. Then they backed the wagons into a ring about the camp. The men took turns in keeping awake to watch for Indians and to see that wolves did not get the cattle. Often after supper, as the travelers sat by the blazing campfire, a sound would rise from somewhere beyond the ring of wagons. It made the children feel so creepy that they would snuggle close to their fathers. This noise was a wild howl, sometimes coming from one side and sometimes from the other. Soon, another howl just like it would begin, and then another, until there were more howls than one could count. The children would shiver and were glad when someone stirred up the fire. Jonathan Bartlett's family were taking their dog Shep with them to the new land. It was funny to see old Shep when the howling began. The first time he heard it, he barked with all his might and rushed out into the darkness. In a few minutes back he rushed, whining, with his tail between his legs.